Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. My name is Robin Tate. This is the Overseas Connection podcast, a podcast about video games, friendship, fun, old folks that the young'uns think we're just really old now. But we have fun and with our games and friendship and all those things anyway. And it's great. This is episode 583. Was I slurring my words? I've only had a sip. 583 for the 14th of June of 2020. We broadcast every single week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time. And you'll get it live on twitch.tv/OC Podcast and Mixer and, of course, on YouTube. And if you do that, you can join in with our live chat and hopefully people will join in tonight and we'll have a chat. So I'm here tonight with two wonderful stalwarts of the Overseas Connection. The backbone, the people that are here, that are reliable and wonderful. Not that I'm big in a, like, a, you know, was it a slight dig at anybody at all? No, like Greg DeLacy, we know he's heavily pregnant right now, you know. We know Phil is away polishing his head and Pete is ginger, so he gets excused from everything. Of course, we had hoped to have someone on, but he isn't on because he has to get up early in the morning. God bless his heart. So, you know, that's just the way it is. So I have Kim, and you can hear giggling away. Hi, Kim. And I have Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I see Mark, well. Mark, just like Kim, you have a fan.
This is a small room, so it gets quite warm in here. So, but I can't have it on when I'm podcasting because it blows on the microphone.
So. I have the aircon in again today. It was one of those really strange days. The weatherman said it was just going to be cloudy and overcast. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful blue skies. The clouds were far away, and it was really cool today. In fact, I feel like I've got a bit of warmth and color about me. My house is a chalet bungalow. Yes, it's a bit like me.
Fancy.
Anyway, so the upstairs is mostly in the roof. It gets very, very, very warm. We have the fans are on upstairs at the moment. Again, the UK houses generally don't have aircon, Kim. No, so
don't get that warm, does it, normally?
A little small aircon unit because Jasmine's little nursery is too hot. It's 28 degrees or something up there at the moment, and it's too hot for a little one. Mm-hmm. So there's two fans running and a little miniature aircon unit to try and bring the temp down. So, but here, I ain't complaining too much. It's just lovely. I was running around here almost naked today.
That makes a change.
We barbecued. I had lovely for tea there. I barbecued up some sirloins. Had some lovely roast vegetables, just fabulous, really good. So I just love this sort of weather. And with no holidays coming this year and stuff, it really would be nice to have a lovely 20 to 22 degrees, Mark, would be lovely if it could stay that way for the summer. Because, we're not getting away. Anyway, so that's us. We're here. I don't know if there's any birthdays that I'm aware of this week that we've missed. If we've missed your birthday, let us know so we can put it in the calendar for next year or next week. We'll give you a shout out too. So let's get on with what we've been up to over the last week, Mark.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Wow, look at that. Fraser Moore is in the chat. On the wonderful podcast that he does, what is it called, Mark?
The Seal Podcast.
They were talking all about building PCs and how to do PC stuff and all, and then they were talking about tapping on PS4 stuff this week.
Right, I've not heard this week's yet. I've listened to that at work tomorrow. They missed last week, didn't they? Yeah, was it last week or the week before? I can't remember.
It's all a blur at the moment to me. But yes, it's nice. It's just it's Fraser and his a couple of mates, and they just sit there and they just chat away, and it's a very casual affair, and it's kind of cool.
He did a DJ set with Stu last night on YouTube. We did it in our spells each. There was Stu, DJ No Clue. Name's quite apt, really. And then Fraser was there doing some tunes. I managed to pop on for a little bit.
What is Fraser's DJ handle? I don't know. Is it just Fumu?
Just Fumu, yeah. I don't know.
DJ Fumu?
DJ Canadian.
The Canadian, I'm wearing a jockstrap, jockey. And no, stop it. Stop it, Syrup. Okay.
DJ Jaguar. Right.
Okay, so I was chatting before we started about my rubber chicken. Okay. So I need to talk about my rubber chicken a little bit. And I'll tap on Wish. Okay, so the Wish thing from China. About a month ago, we received a packet of wipes, baby wipes, from Wish, which we never ordered. Now, I had ordered some Donald Trump socks, right? So they were socks, but they had like tufts of gingery sort of blondie hair at the top of them. Just funny, his head with his so, yeah. So unless somebody in China got the socks wrong and sent me a packet of baby wipes, I don't know. Maybe trying to say something. Anyway, at the beginning of the week, another envelope arrived, and in it was this boy. It's a little rubber chicken. Now,
the world's smallest rubber chicken.
Yeah, it's tiny, right? And it was sort of attached to a key ring. It came off immediately. And when did I have my accounts meeting? Oh, yeah. So it must arrive at the beginning of the week. And I had an accounts meeting through a Teams app online.
Teams.
So I'm sitting here like where I am right now, and I'm sitting squeezing away. And inside this rubber chicken, it's full of liquid of some description from Wuhan. And when you squeeze, right, there's a little hole at the bottom of it, and a little sort of egg sort of popped out from like this clear silicone. So I'm sitting here and I'm halfway through with one of the directors and the accountant online, and I'm sitting squeezing away, just chatting away, going through accounts, blah, blah, blah. And the fucking thing explodes. Water or whatever liquid was splashed all over me. And I'm going, what's wrong with you? And I say, you won't believe it. I'm trying to explain to somebody that a rubber chicken exploded and squirted all over. Yes, maybe not the most professional.
You got it a bit too excited, Robin.
Yes, indeed. So it stinks. Smell.
Horrible.
Look, see.
Have you had it tested for coronavirus yet?
I have no idea. Give me about a week, and we'll see. Maybe it's a way of importing new virus to me. It's weird. A rubber chicken. Goodness me. What about you guys? What else have you been up to?
Well, I've got my weekly phone update. soundbite ready. It is.
What? Mark's phone update. Sorry. Phone update, comma, it sucks.
No.
Yes?
No. I saw that. Oh, you put it back in as well, you bugger. Phone update. Still loving it.
Yeah,
not found any issues with it so far yet. Still, yeah, no problems. Still enjoying it. Yeah. So I don't know what else is there, Robin. I ain't got to that point yet where I'm wanting to go back to Apple yet. So I'll keep updating every week.
I have nothing to ask. I'm nothing of interest to ask about an Android phone. And it's a phone from Huawei. Is
Huawei.
It from Hawaii?
Huawei from China. I'm surprised. I was really, like you guys know, I was really worried about changing from Apple, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I've no regrets at all. Really, really enjoying it. In fact, yeah, like I said, when I have to use my wife's iPhone, what's this? I've got that used to using the gestures on the Android now, so. But in other things, I've watched half decent movie the other night. A new one on Disney Plus.
I see this, Artemis.
Yeah, Artemis Fowl. Yeah.
What's it about? Chickens?
No.
Wait for that.
No. It's about a magical realm which is out of view of humans normally. But there's this guy, Artemus Fowl, and his son, Artemus Fowl Jr., who the dad has seen fairies before and he believes in it, and he's taught his son all about them. And it's quite good. I saw this on... They had the actress, Dame Judi Dench, isn't it? And she was on this morning, last week. And
Sorry. What?
The programme this morning.
This morning, this last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
The programme this morning on ITV.
Sorry, facetious. Okay.
With Holly and Phil. So they were doing an online interview, because obviously I've kept them in the studio. And it looked really good, and I'm thinking, oh, this looks good. I wonder if it'd be worth going to the cinema to see this. And then after the interview, she says, and it's out this Friday on Disney Plus. I thought, wow, it's not even coming to the cinema. So it's been made especially for Disney Plus. It's got really good special effects. It's proper, full-blown, sort of like AAA movie special effects money put into it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Josh Gad's in it, the guy who did them reunions with the Lord of the Rings and that. So he's in it.
It kind of reminds me, sort of half Harry Potter, half Spy Kids.
Yeah. In fact, you're probably spot on there. Because the kid and his father, they're not exactly the best type of characters. And it focuses more on the young leprechaun. Because I think they're called leprechauns in this, because they're green and got little ears and that. There's different creatures in it. There's trolls in it, there's dwarfs in it. It's really good. I enjoyed it. It's worth it. If you've got Disney Plus, you don't have to lose. You might as well give it a good watch.
Hmm.
Yeah, see it advertised. Okay, yeah. Maybe the kids will like it.
Yeah, kids will love it, yeah.
Kim, did you do anything weird or wonderful?
I don't know. I'm still getting over the rubber chicken. I'm just thinking, do they like send that to you out of the blue?
I cannot see why it appeared. I do not see how it was ordered. I know I do things sometimes when I've had a few.
I was just going to say it wasn't a drug order, was it?
And I know on my wish list, anybody that has a wish list on Amazon, I do have a full size rubber chicken that I would really like.
Yeah.
So, but this little boy, I think I'm going to call him Norman.
There you go.
Yeah. But Norman, sure, that could be right. Yeah. Norman the rubber chicken who has lost his liquid. Yeah.
His water.
All right.
Okay, well, if you're not going to, I am. So I'm going to talk a bit more about something else that I've been up to. I'm going to move the microphone over here, and I'm going to press this button here.
Oh, boy.
You can hear that? So that's Galaxians. Paused. Okay, so... I've went down a slippery hole of arcade machines for my man cave, and these are called micro machines. Here's one. This is Galaga. You can hear Galaxians in the background. So you can see sort of the height-wise. So it's about a hand high. I believe these are from an American company. The cabinet artwork is pretty much what the cabinet arcade is. Now, you have it on screen there as tiny arcade.
Yeah.
These are micro arcade.
Right,
so it's my arcade micro. There's several different types.
Yeah, these are the US ones. Have they even got a keyring or thing on the back? These are even smaller, I think.
Yeah. So they're. I've looked at that sort of stuff, and it is almost too small.
Yeah.
So I have picked up Galaxians, Galaga, Mappy, and Dig Dug. And on the way is Bad Dudes, and Pac-Man.
I'd love a Pac-Man one.
But again, the cabinet arcade is lovely. Original Space Invaders is coming, but it hasn't been released yet. And they're just lovely. I mean, they're actually quite playable. The little joystick thing on them, if I can bring up here and show you. The little joystick is quite doable. You know, it's not titchy tiny.
Yeah.
I have a plan. There are at the moment was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or soon to have 11 of these things released, all in the exact same style. And I have an idea about a revolving table, Lazy Susan type thing with these things coming up all connected by USB power. Yeah, so I think I've fallen down a little rabbit hole with these, and I think they're just friggin' wonderful. They're just lovely. I don't know how often I will play them. I probably in this room could have a couple of arcade machines, but they're very, very big, and I really don't want the one that's the all-in-one, you know, the MAME thing. I just love the artwork of these originals, and it's really nice. It's a nice thing back to my childhood. The kids haven't a clue. But I just love them.
Yeah, I'd love the original Space Invaders and the Pac-Man one. Because I grew up on them, Space Invaders and Pac-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I remember the very first released. That's nice. I want to plug another thing as well, and I want to ask a question. I want to talk about what I'm drinking too. I have been going down this other rabbit hole of my spiced wines. Here's a new one for you. Red Leg. So the Bumboo is the best I've tasted. I had the Dead Man's Fingers, which was one that I had, and the Red Leg came in this week, Kim, and it is gorgeous. It's not just as good as the Bumboo, but not far off it, but it's half the price. And it's a beautiful, spiced, very easy to drink rum. And if you're on dodging carbohydrates, it's very, very good. So... anyway, the other one I'm doing is because more alcohol. Naked Wines. I took a punt on Naked Wines to a box of six wines as an intro for $29.99. And you can choose mixed reds or whites, whatever it is. And Naked Wines support small vineyards, small breweries, not breweries for wine, but vineyards, brewers of wine. And I thought I'd give it a punt because it was recommended to me. And I got the six bottles of white. I got six bottles of white, and there was from all over small runs, some Cabernet Sauvignon, some Pinot Grigio, all different bits and pieces. And every single one of the six bottles of wine was absolutely gorgeous, flavorful, beautiful. Not a bad one among them. And for £30, it was brill. I've just ordered my next batch, and I'll talk about the end if you want to give it a whiz for £30. You can't go wrong if you like your wine. I don't know about the reds. I haven't had the reds yet, but I'm sure they're as good as the whites. It'll be fabulous. So, okay. The final thing that I want to do is I want to ask people out there. I have my Nest cameras up, and I've got some more coming soon. So I'll have four of these outdoor Nest cams soon. I've got two at the moment. And I have a nice iPad up in the kitchen. And it shows you all my Nest, the thermostats and the temperature and the water heat upstairs, downstairs, and the two Nest cameras at the moment. I can watch them and zoom into them and look at the history of them. It's not the best use of a good iPad. So I've been looking, I'm in a bit of a dilemma here. There's the Amazon, which I have Amazon Prime, and we buy lots and lots from Amazon, and we use a lot of their backup storage for our photographs, stuff like that there. They have the new Echo Show 2, second generation, which are like iPads. They're hubs, with you would call them, to control all your bits and pieces. Plus, you can watch films on them, YouTube, all that sort of stuff, do video calls. So it's called the Echo Show 2. And then there's the Google Nest, because Google have bought Nest. So it's the Google Nest Hub Max, which is also comparable to the Echo Show 2. It's a 10-inch thing. But it is it is proprietary with the Nest software. Mm. Now, Amazon one will still let me show it, but be not just as easily as the Nest, but it's introducing something new. Also, there's stuff like the video calling, and whether it'll ever be used or not. They use this thing called Duos.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've Duos. Where...
That's building into Android phone.
Yeah, it's crap. Yeah. That's why I had to look it up. Or the Amazon one, there's a proprietary. You can get it with WhatsApp and all the other bits and pieces as well. So I don't know if anybody has any experience of those.
Not too long back, about 3 months ago, just shortly after I got my Nest doorbell, which has got a camera on it, I got the Echo Show 2, because Amazon let you pay for it monthly as well, don't they? Interest free.
Yeah, which is another thing which is interesting too. Mm. I like that sort of thing.
So I got on 5 months interest free credit, no interest in nothing. It's only like £20 a month. So I got one of them. And the only reason I got an Echo Show was because we've already got the Echo Dots and we're familiar with the Echo system. Now, in hindsight, I'm wondering if I should have got the hub to go with the doorbell. Although the Echo Show does show the camera really clearly. It just takes a little bit long to load it up. And I've noticed on the iPhone it used to take a while to load up, but on the... I know you're going to hate this, Robin. On the Android phone, it loads up a lot quicker. I don't know if that's because it's Google.
I don't know. I think you just have it. Your phone is old.
It probably cost me your phone's old, yeah, yeah.
Because, the Nest app works really well on my phone.
But I have actually got a Google Nest Mini, which is like the Echo version, the little version of it, like a Mini.
Ah.
It's like an Echo Dot, but of a Google version, because we got that with the doorbell free from us... when we changed the tariff on his electric thing. Now, I have to use that because the Amazon one won't tell us when someone presses a doorbell. This is so stupid. So, someone presses a doorbell, I have to have the Google one on to say, someone's at the door. Because the Amazon one won't do that. Now, you can wire these doorbells into an existing doorbell what runs on mains voltage or transformed voltage, 18 volts, I think it is. But I had to buy a power adapter for my doorbell. So if you've got an existing doorbell, it'll work with that, so you can hear the ding-dong. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, the doorbell's top.
So we have seven of those dots.
Yeah.
And one of the big Amazon things that's in our main kitchen, and we use it pretty much every day from stupid things like, you know, hey, Alexa, set a timer for 4.5 minutes. That's my boiled eggs.
Mm.
You know, or whatever it is, or here, Alexa, remind me at 7 o'clock that I have to pay that bill. I use that sort of stuff all the time, and the sound quality of the big Alexa, whatever it's called, the big one, the big tube, is brilliant.
Yeah.
So it's not just a matter of getting a screen that's stuck onto the wall. I want to replace that big tall one with something that has good enough sound as well.
The Echo Show, it's more triangular shape because at the back of it is a big bassy speaker, and it does sound really good. The quality of that speaker, you know, like the latest Echo Dots with the fabric on, they were a lot better than the first lot one. The Echo Show 2 is like 10 times better than that. Audio quality wise, and it's really loud, so yeah, we're really happy with the audio sound. Dan's come up with a great suggestion in the chat, and he's put the Amazon HD Fire tablets are quite reasonably priced. You could mount one of them up.
Yeah, again, as I say, Dan, it's not necessarily just a screen. I mean, I have tons of those. We've got flipping old Amazon Fire tablets lying around here all over the place. Mm-hmm. It is to replace, it's to be sound, the sound thing, and we don't have a TV in the kitchen anymore or anything like that. We come away from that. We used to have a computer on the kitchen top. But I like the idea of this small thing there.
It comes in handy if you need recipes and stuff, and you can actually see your visual guide on how to do stuff and stuff. Yeah, it's quite good, that Echo Show. I really like it.
Okay, no. Okay, all right. I think I'm sold. I'll think a bit wee bit more about it. I was just worried about the game. It's funny because the Nest Cam seem to be about the best of them out there, I think. But the Google infrastructure, with the way it's the software back end of it seems is really, really good too.
Yeah. I must admit, I prefer using the Echo Dots than the Google Mini, but maybe that's because I'm more used to that. I'm happy with our Echo Show. Like I say, it loads. There's a little bit of a delay to show the doorbell video screen, but once the image is there, it's immaculate quality on the Echo Show.
Because on the Nest app, it's funny, because on the Nest app, as you add more cameras, there are little miniature screens pop up.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if either of them do that as well. You know,
you can switch between cameras. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I suppose I can get it from Amazon. Again, buy it from Google. I'm stuck with it, really, from Google, because you can only buy it from them. I see Amazon, if I unplug it and plug it in for a bit and go, nah, I don't like this, I can't send it back.
Yeah, they'll take it back,
Nice feature.
Yeah. That's the beauty of Amazon, really.
Okay, thanks everybody for suggestions in the chat, Dan. And Scott Stubby in there, he's got a couple of Echo Dots and two Echoes linked in stereo with the Echo Sub. It sounds great. Yeah, they do. It's a work really well. You know, when I'm playing Nick Kershaw or Kajagoogoo. It's wonderful. Anyway, okay, that's good. All right. Is there anything else you want to cover? I think we're all right. I think everybody else, all the other podcast hosts are fine. They're just tied up with other stuff this week. So it's just
anyway.
Yeah.
Or maybe they are tied up. I mean, together. I don't judge.
Together. We do judge. Rip them apart. We really do. Bastards. Okay. It is the middle of the month. Maybe a quick shine. Do we need to shine through the freebies? It's funny. It's
we can
feels
cover
like
the
something.
Updated ones, can't we? The ones okay. what come into effect on the 16th, I suppose.
Okay, well, Kim, you know as well?
Sure, I can do that. So for the 16th, we'll still have Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, we'll have Coffee Talk, and we'll have Sin Mara. So that's all on your Games with Gold on Xbox, and of course the Xbox 360 ones are backwards compatible. And of course for your PlayStation Plus, there is still Call of Duty World War II and Star Wars Battlefront 2. So we have Forsaken Remastered, Observer, Project Warlock, Steel Rats. I don't know, it could still work, I guess. Yeah. The Flame and the Flood and Dream Daddy, which is all your Twitch Prime games. And for Stadia this month, we have The Elder Scrolls Online, which will be, you know, in a couple of days. Super Hot, Panzer Dragoon Remake. I probably should stop drinking in podcasting. Maybe that's how it works.
I never learned that one.
I think it's still Get Packed. I don't know. I'm not sure about this new word added. Little Nightmares and Power Rangers Battle for the Grid.
Power Rangers. Yeah, my Stadia. You know what? I think I'm gonna cancel my Stadia subscription.
Woo! No.
Yeah, The Elder Scrolls Online. Really. Do you know what struck me today, Mark? Do you know what struck me today, Kim?
No.
EGX. It struck me today as such a disappointing year. You know, at this stage, I would have been in full getting organized mode and research mode for things to do and contacting restaurants to get things booked. And that's going to be a big hole this year.
Yeah.
You know?
I think 2020 is just written off this year, isn't it? It's just forget about it and move on.
So disappointing. And for all of the guys that are selling games to or interacting with Joe Blogs, sad face. Thank goodness it came this year and not last year. Mm-hmm. Imagine, you know. The year we didn't, that wouldn't have.
Well, we're on the subject of Stadia. I was on the Stadia app yesterday. Because you know when we got the last month's games, you got a free... Well, I got it on... I know, actually.
Are we was, rubber chicken?
I got a £10 voucher. Did you get a £10 voucher to spend? I got a £10 voucher on the Epic Store as well. So I was getting mixed up.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, so I've got a £10 voucher to spend on Stadia. So I was looking through to see what I could buy for, like, between £10 and £20 so I could put a bit of money towards. And you know, Summit, there's not a single thing on there that interests me. I've either already got it on Xbox or PlayStation, or I've no interest in it. So it's still such a limited library on Stadia. And it's a shame because the technology, if maybe in a few more years' time, it might start picking up. I don't know,
but I suppose for them, what do they have to do? I mean, do they have to match up day and date with third party releases? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But if they throw their money at that right now, that's probably a dead duck because how are they gonna bankroll that? I mean, even though if you look at the share price of friggin' Google, it's up there, you know. Mm. So,
If Google have any sense with Stadia, they should capitalize on the fact that these two new consoles coming out end of this year, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, they're going to cost £400 or £500 at least, aren't they? They should capitalize on that, saying, "Well, you can still play all these new next gen games for absolutely no initial outlay. You just buy the games." You don't need any hardware. You can just run it on your browser or your PC or your, at the moment, Pixel phone, whatever. So, I don't know. So, yeah, but you don't see it advertised anywhere, do you, Stadia? Mm-mm. They're not making any noise about it at all.
Yeah, well, maybe they're also building up a library to say, here you go, there's 100 games. Yeah. There's 100 games, and every new release, third party, will be on this. Maybe it's I don't know. Or maybe it's already piddling away. Because, I mean, people like Super, Super Hot, of course they're going to put on it. Of course Elder Scrolls are going to put it on it. Yeah. Of course Little Nightmares are. I mean, their tails, it's dragging their tails out longer there, so they sell some of the DLC.
It's at least 2 or 3 years, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, they need to have... As soon as a game hits PC, Xbox, PlayStation, it should be on Stadia as well, day one. And that's the only way Stadia is going to actually survive, I reckon.
But, well, yeah, but they don't have the coverage of people to throw the money at it to get the end date either, because that's not, you know, so maybe it's a case of let's build up 100 or 200 games and then we start to do that. Yeah. Maybe we launch some, I don't know, firmware update and the way it goes.
Yeah,
don't know.
And the prices on Stadia as well, are just the full RRP, the ridiculous. Like 60 quid for a game.
Ridiculous. So, let's talk about some games we've actually played, not on Stadia.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Well, it's a week. We've played games. Mm-hmm. Mark has been in his GIMP suit again.
I'll go through Ryan right quick if you want, because I've only got that one thing to talk about. It's been a quiet gaming week for me. So, I've been still ploughing on with my GTA RP on the little Los Santos server. And you were on last week, Kim. I don't know if you listened to the show. I'm no longer a gardener. I'm now an aviation and marine boat mechanic for a company called Horizon. So I've been doing that, and that's going really well. I'm enjoying that. Done a few different jobs here and there, and it's quite a bit of commission, so it's helping with the bank balance. But as you can imagine, the amount of boats and airplanes in this sort of server compared to cars is very limited. So the workflow is very slow. So I am still finding myself twiddling my thumbs a lot of times, finding something to do. So I mentioned I applied for the medic role in the server. Did I mention that? Yeah. So yeah. I got an email today inviting me for an interview. So I've got to go for an interview later on this week. The interviews, you're in-game, in character. You sit down and you go through it's a proper interview process. It's massive rabbit hole. But I'm still hooked on the RP side of it. It's really, really good fun. John Mouse is well into it now. He's on the server and he's enjoying himself. So he was supposed to be on tonight, but he's let me down at the last minute. Not his fault, though. Not his fault. One of his colleagues has got the old dreaded COVID-19, so he's got to go into work. But he was going to back me up. He was going to be my partner in crime talking about this. But, yeah.
So... But I just don't get it. All right, I mean, I'm watching this video, and you know, and so what happens if you just go around being a dick?
Right, well, you get arrested and put in prison. There's lots of people who choose to be a criminal. My guy's a good guy, but there's a lot of criminals.
No, I don't mean I don't mean that. Yeah, just go around. I'm logged onto the server. I'm going to go around and crash into everybody.
If you agree, you'll get banned. You get 3 strikes and you're banned. Because it's a whitelisted server. So you have to do an application to get on the server. And you have you have to do proper role play. If you don't role play it, then you get kicked. But all the police on there are played by real people. The criminals are all... there's different gangs and factions. It's really interesting. Robin. I thought, this isn't for me. Because when I heard... Sean on the Seal podcast talking about this, I'm thinking, oh, God, what's he doing with his life, putting all his time into this? And I started watching a few streams of it, and I'm thinking, this looks really good, actually. And I'm just hook, line, and sinker in it. So
as Scott Stubby says in the chat, what about pay and conditions?
I get a basic salary. Every 7 minutes I get paid. And I also get commission on the jobs I do. I get 50% commission. And when you're talking plane repairs, you're talking like thousands. So last week I got paid out for 2 jobs and I got 30 grand for just 2 jobs. And I've got another 2 jobs pending payment. So Yeah, it's good money. And when you talk... Oh, there is one thing that's changed this week. I bought my own apartment now. I bought my own place. Because when you first got on the server...
Living in the road.
Yeah, you get a free motel room, and it's a bit of a grotty hole. So
that maybe you're living in a box or something.
Yeah, well, I had a bit of money stashed in the bank, and I was in the game, in the world, and they have a Yellow Pages system. It's like Twitter, and it flashes up at the top with adverts. And it said, Princess States, we have 4 new condos at La Puerto Docks. Fabulous area, beautiful views. First come, first serve, £180,000. Because it's a British server, so we do it in pounds, not dollars. So I sent one back saying, oh, I'm really interested. Can I come and have a look? And they said, yeah, come to this location. We'll show you around. When I got there, there were about 10 people there looking at these apartments. Well, the condos. Greg would appreciate the condo of it. So I look around this condo and it's really swanky nice. It's got all the mod cons and everything. And I says, right, well, I want one, but I don't have 180 on me. I don't have 180,000 at the moment. Do you do like a mortgage system? Yep. So I'm signed up to a mortgage now.
So
I paid 45 grand deposit and I've got to pay 27 grand a month. So that should be easy to make. So I've now mortgaged up in the game, a bit like Animal Crossing. But yeah, it's a great apartment. It's right near where I work at the airport and the docks. I'm overlooking the harbour, beautiful views. Yeah.
So this is Grand Theft Auto again then, Mark, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a modified version of Grand Theft Auto. It's a mod called 5M, which you download and... it's a standalone to GTA, so it doesn't affect the GTA Online part. But yeah, I'm hooked on it. I've met quite a few people on there. There's a good interaction. There's a lot of people completely dedicated to role-playing and being in character. So, yeah, it's very interesting. Same deal.
Kim, yes. Minecraft Dungeons.
Minecraft Dungeons.
Boring normal game.
How you getting on?
Not bad. I will say we finished. What was it? The desert temple and the fiery mine or whatever that one is. And because Tony was here this weekend, and of course he heard I had Minecraft Dungeons, and he loves everything Minecraft. So you know that helped immensely. Of course, then he got to ask me questions about this. If it was in Minecraft, and of course I have no clue because I don't play Minecraft, so I don't know. But anyway, the bosses at the end of these were kind of difficult, I have to say, because you know they apparently, which I didn't know this when I started, they apparently kick you up in difficulty as you go along. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so these were hard, and I have to say, for him being a little 7-year old, he helped me out when he wasn't stealing all the arrows because that was a problem we had to do something about. Every time I turn around, I needed arrows, and here he was hogging them all. He had like 153 arrows, and I'm over here with like 5, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I need arrows, dude. Quit picking up all the arrows. So, I'm back here fighting the mobs, and he's up front in the screen, and I'm sitting
here. You're doing the split screen with him?
Yeah, we were doing the couch co-op.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So, right, brilliant.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's fun, which, like I said, it's weird for me to say because I don't like Minecraft at all. Like, it's boring to me, but this is fun.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it is a Diablo-esque thing. I finished my first playthrough, and the first few levels are okay, and the little end of bosses, it starts to get harder. I must tell you that in the last couple of levels, it ramps up in difficulty really mega. And the weapon choices, so you've got your swords and all your manual weapons, and you've got your distance stuff like your arrows, and then you'll get these modifiers on it. You really need to be on top of that to find what you feel comfortable with. I'm always a sort of a standoff sort of guy. I like to stand back and fire arrows in as much as I can.
Yep.
There's a fantastic thing there, which is like a firework. So you fire one arrow and then there's a firework and then it cools down for a few seconds and away you go again. There's been a few people have finished it. I finished the game. There's a few people finished it, and even here, the end boss is a real doozy. The problem is, and it doesn't take that long to get through a level when you've been through it, and you have to go, you have to go through it again. And the reason why you would have to go through it again is if you die, you've got a limited amount of lives. You've got 3 lives.
Yep.
Or maybe 4, 3, 4. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They go pretty quickly. You go back to the camp, the base camp.
Yep.
And in the base camp, you use a merchant and a trader and stuff like that there. Now, I've had some really interesting things that have came out that have picked up things like a little dog, dog, little wolf. Yep. You can, it'll go and attack people. I've had llamas. I've got a super powerful llama now. Stuff like that. And there's lots of really interesting modifiers and different bits and pieces. The end boss is, you get the villager and what is the big black guy called
Enderman?
Again? The Enderman.
The Enderman.
So yep. Yeah, there's no big real spoilers here. It's Minecraft. The Endermen appear and they're pretty tough. But the end boss in the last level is freaking hard. And lots of people were complaining that the end boss was just an absolute pain in the ass, and they quickly went through their 3 or 4 lives, and they got booted back to camp again and had to go through that 10-minute period to get back to the end piece.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you all, there's a way to fudge it.
Oh.
Should I tell people how to fudge it, or would that be really bad?
I can put a spoiler alert up, and then it's their choice to skip a couple of, like a minute or two. Do I put a spoiler alert up?
Yeah, better. Yeah. Okay, Scott Stubby is on that last level right now. So if you don't want to hear this, Scott Stubby, I'm going to tell you how to fudge the end boss.
He wants to know.
Okay. How to cheese.
All right. Okay, so there is, I discovered this by accident. There is things on YouTube about this, but I literally discovered it by accident. If you fall off the little lands, Scott Stubby, okay? If you fall off the little island, it will respawn you back to where you were, and you don't lose a life. So if you accidentally fall off all the way through all of the levels, you can fall off the world, and it respawns. And this here at the beginning of the last level, if you get the first little guy who appears, the little annoying little creature, so you kill him. Mm-hmm. He's not too bad to kill, yeah. And you kill him. Generally, I used it with the arrow with the firework. And if you go over and just jump over, there's a little springboard which gets you from where you spawn over into this arena place. You can hide behind a little wall just there at the edge of the cliff, and you get that little illager first. So you fire it, let it recharge. Fire it, let it recharge. Fire it, let it recharge. After what happened then is I thought that was the end of the game, and then the bloody black guy appeared. The
Enderman.
Sorry, forgot his name. Man of color. Enderman. He appeared, and I accidentally fell off where I was hiding behind the little stone thing, little cliff at the end of it, and I fell off, and it respawned me back to where I was. I went, "Oh, there's a thing." So what I did was I waited until my firework arrow was recharged. I had jumped on the little platform. I jumped over to the little island where the Enderman was. I fired my firework and jumped into the crevice again, and down the hole. And I took a little bit of damage. I respawned back on the other side of the cliff. I repaired myself, waited for the firework to recharge, and then jumped back over, fired another shot at the Enderman, jumped off into the cliff, respawned, went through the process, go through that about 8 or 10 times, and Enderman dead.
Right. See, that makes sense, because I did something like that to one other boss, but I didn't think anything about it. So yeah, I can see where that works. Yep.
So jump on the little platform, land, fire an arrow with a firework, jump immediately into the hole, you'll respawn, heal yourself, bounce onto the little platform,
nice.
Arrow back in again. There you go. Because he fires these massive laser beams. It looks bloody impossible. I don't know how you would do it for reals. But for old people, that's how you do it. Okay?
I think I might have did that with the big golem that was at the end of the fiery one, maybe.
So there you go, Scott Stubby, Andrew, and Dan. There you go. That's how to do it.
Nice.
Yeah, go. Spoilers over.
Now if I can just get through High Block Manor, that would be great. Oh, them knights are a pain in the ass.
As I said with Phil, I want us to knock axes together. So, I want to go in and play together. Is it cross play? Is it cross play with PC as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So I've had great fun with that. That's been really, really good.
Me too. Like I said.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. And then I've played it to the end, and then there's a whole new area, which is like a DLC to get unlocked, a new island or something. So that'll come to somewhere down the line. So
is there a new game plus feature so you can replay the game with all your upgrades? Yes. Right, okay.
Yeah, so you go right back at it again, and difficulty goes up.
Right.
You keep everything unlocked. Higher tiers, and you get really, really powerful, but they scale like Diablo. It scales in the same sort of way.
I wonder if they're going to do, like in Diablo 3, we have the rifts to do the like infinite gameplay of the game never ends. I wonder if they're going to introduce something like this in the DLC for this game.
You know what? If they copy everything Diablo did, you know,
they're on a winner out.
You've been dipping in and out of Forza Street?
Yep. Yeah, I've been trying to lock up because they've got the punch card thing this month. So I've been trying to get that because, what is it, like 3,000 Microsoft points or something if you get that punch card filled out. So, of course, I didn't get it punched out until I'd already earned like 3 achievements. So now I'm trying to earn 3 more achievements.
So this is the 3,000 points. This is the stuff that you could get free money and vouchers and gift things. That's just amazing.
Mm. It is.
I tried finding the punch card for this. I couldn't find it.
I had to fire up the Xbox and go to the Microsoft Rewards on the Xbox because I couldn't find it on the website.
Yeah, I couldn't find it on the website.
So, well, you've got till the end of the month. So,
right, okay.
Because it was supposed to be through May, but it screwed up. So,
yeah, because I logged in the other day to the little app for it, and I had £10 worth of Xbox Live vouchers to get. So, you know, it's for what playing. Games from Game Pass.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
And apart from that as well, there's on the website, the rewards website, there's daily quests where you can earn like 10, 20, 30 points here and there. Do surveys, you earn some points, and you get a bonus for logging in every day.
It's cool.
Yeah. Free money.
And you only get, it's only 9,000 points to get a $10 gift card. So that's not bad.
Yeah. For us in the UK, it's 5,000 points, you get £5. If you want a month's Game Pass Ultimate, it's 1,200 points. Sorry, 12,000 points.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, it's
nice.
I've had about £20 without it over the past sort of like year or so, and I know Greg has as well, and you have, haven't you, Robin?
Yeah. So small change, but all these things add up.
Yeah.
It really does reduce the cost of that. Mm. Game Pass thing even more and more. You know, if you're making use of the Game Pass, it reduces it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. One other thing that I started and finished in about half an hour. Pete Chen recommended this.
I've downloaded this. I've not played it yet.
Fractured Minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of seemed like a bit like what's that game called? What we played, Kim and Robin.
Oh, Edith Finch?
Right, that's it, yeah.
It's you know the way Edith Finch is all beautiful and scenery and it's original and it's in colour and all these different areas and lots of interesting things to do? It's fuck all like that. Okay? Yeah. It has nothing to do with Edith Finch whatsoever. It looks like an art project and probably rightly so. It's for people that have issues and things that with you know paranoia and loneliness and different other bits and pieces. I'm maybe not the right person. I played through this and it's interesting. It looks like something from the early 90s. Yes. So in this particular, this is the very first level. You have to find a key and then you find lots of keys everywhere. Yeah. Keys everywhere. They're all the wrong keys and that sets off panic. I'm sure that's a thing that they're trying to get over the feeling that how people feel, like, you know, everything is wrong.
And every time you get a wrong key, it stays on the screen, doesn't it?
Wrong, yeah. Anyway, you play through it in about half an hour, and you get 1,000 G. Well done, Art Project. Very, very good. It's on Game Pass. It's interesting. It's not your normal sort of thing. It'll not do you any harm to play it, and maybe it'll make you a bit more aware of people that are going through stuff. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, wow. So I'm seeing a bit that I didn't see. So, that's Fractured Minds. Pete Chin was sort of raving about it. I think it was more for the 1,000 G. It's on Game Pass if you want an extra 1,000 points in your gamer score. There you go. Yeah, sure. That's what it is. So would I recommend it? It's not going to eat a lot of your time. Play it. You might understand. You might learn something. Okay, I think that's it. That's all we've been playing. If you've been playing different stuff, let us know. There seems to be an awful lot of talk about HOTAS, an Elite Dangerous Mark. Teflon talking about making videos, which would be really cool. Like your GTA, he's going to try and do that in cosplay.
Yeah, a lot of people do role play in Elite Dangerous, which is easily done because it's such a huge expanse of a game. I think as well, in our podcast, games chat group we've got, where we've got loads of community members in there, Phil Olsen put that he just bought it on Xbox, and I know it's on sale on Steam again at the moment, because there's also a massive DLC update coming out in the near future, where you can have your character, your commander, walking around on planets, a bit like No Man's Sky and Star Citizen. So this game is now about, 7 years old, and it's still getting all this development and sort of like focus from the developers to keep churning out new content.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's still a popular game. Still, in fact, with the last... there's been an update this past week called Fleet Carriers. So now you can get massive fleet carriers where you can dock your ships on. And you can keep about, I think it's up to 15 ships on it. And you can jump 500 light years in one go. Whereas your normal little ships can only do like 5 to 10, if you're lucky, for a little ship. But there's a massive cost to running these. I think they cost 5 billion credits for these fleet carriers. So because these fleet carriers have just launched, this game has been really popular again, and it's been hitting some of the highest concurrent players on Elite Dangerous from when it first launched. So that's pretty good numbers, really, for a game being out that long, that it's still getting day one numbers on their servers.
Okay. Oh, dear. Do you think that the HOTAS makes it better?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
I'm sorry, Kim.
I know.
Yeah, you can't be ripping the old Thrustmaster and giving it a wiggle.
Can't be here.
pulling back on the old paddle for the throttle and then giving the old Thrustmaster joystick a good old shaking. Can't beat it.
As Kim has just pointed out, in our chat feed right now, we have two beautiful, hot local mom and very naughty wife. Yeah. Yes, you're just playing. This is why. This is absolutely why they are in our live chat.
Rain God Zippo in the chat said he uses his Xbox controller, and the controller is really, really good for the flight aspects of it, but the actual immersion of using a HOTAS with a twist of a grip to do the rudder and everything, and stop laughing, Kim, and the throttle and everything, it's just, the HOTAS is really good. It's perfectly acceptable for the Xbox on the using the controller, but once you go HOTAS, you don't go back.
Does the HOTAS for the Xbox also work for the PC?
Yes.
So if I use it, Charlie could use it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got one of the older versions, what Teflon's got, and that's the old PS3 version, but it also works on PC, so I just use it on my PC, because I prefer playing Elite on the PC. I've got it on Xbox as well, but I had it all my stuff transferred over to my PC commander because of the HOTAS. the Xbox version, I think it's about 60, 70 quid on Amazon. And when you consider some of the flight sticks out there can cost, it's like your steering wheel's dropping. Some of them can cost hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And as an entry-level stick, this is really, really good quality for an entry-level stick. So, yeah. Like, the one I've got, the PS3 PC one, if you just want a PC one, if you buy the old version, I think it's only 30 quid brand new. Oh, that's what I got mine for.
So. I'm just looking at the current price for an Xbox One HOTAS. Mm. T-Flight HOTAS.
Yep.
Ace Combat 7 Skies Edition. It must come with.
Oh, it might come with the game, yeah.
Ace Combat. £70.97.
Yeah. And Greg's just got the Xbox One.
Wow, there's so many of these too. Yeah, I mean, the steering wheel thing is kind of crazy.
Kim.
As well.
Rain God Ziff in the chat says he's got a HOTAS, but he doesn't get it out too much because it's too much trouble to whip it out.
Yeah, it
is. See, the challenge is, I mean, again, you can't really put that big thing on your lap, can you?
Well, no, that's it's not so bad now. When my Xbox was downstairs, that was exactly the issue you had. You have no room for it. But now I'm in my man cave, I can slap my HOTAS on my desk and wiggle away to my heart's content, Kim. She's gone again.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, there you go. There's it never feels to give the HOTAS thing
Kim,
that goes on.
Kim, there's my wiggling.
Oh dear. Anyway, okay, let's end it there. Very good. Goodness me. There's a new quiz being worked upon by Mark. He wants us to do something together, and we're ignoring him.
I've got a great idea as well. And yeah. I wanted someone to jump on Skype or Discord fast a few nights, and just ignored me. So it's hard to explain. Yeah. Over a text, I have to show you.
Yeah, okay, so let's get into the news, please. And Mark, you're going to come up first with this news.
Here is the fucking news.
Sorry, do you want me to cover my bit first, yeah?
You cover your bit first, because you've already had your whole task out. So cover it up.
So, if you're into streaming online, mainly Twitch, like YouTube already have some sort of restrictions. Up to recently, people on streaming on Twitch, they've been like broadcasting music, copyrighted music, and not having any repercussions at all. They've been doing like chat can do song requests. You can just put a link in from a YouTube video and it'll play copyrighted music, and there's been no repercussions. The only time they see an effect from it is if you save the video as a highlight, the audio is muted. So this past week, and it's not down to Twitch as such, it's more the labels. They've sort of like started stepping up a gear. They've realised now, with Twitch becoming so popular, like they did with YouTube, they are now restricting copyright material. In the States, it's called DMCA. Presume it's the same here. So I'll read the gist of it and I'll go through what my take is on it. So Twitch plans to start automatically scanning clips of live streams for copyrighted music following a wave of takedown requests on years-old videos, which has frustrated streamers over the last week. Twitch says it will automatically delete clips with copyrighted music in them. But it says here it will not penalise the streamers under its new rules, but streamers can get strikes for copyright violations, which can lead to a ban. So that's contradicting yourself there, because I know for a fact, if you get 3 copyright strikes, you will lose your channel. They will take it off. The scanning is done in partnership with Audible Magic, which is a company that works with Universal Music, Disney and Warner Brothers. So I'm sure now they're doing it, more will follow. But they're big labels, big organisations, and they are now clamping down. So what's happened recently is, to sum it up, a lot of streamers have had their channels shut down, banned, permanently banned, not just for a week, because some old video on demands, what they've had, say 3 years old, if that's had copyrighted music in it, right, you get a strike for each clip. So one VOD can have 3 strikes and that's it, your channel is gone. And some big name streamers have lost their channels and they are not happy. There's been no warning, but Twitch have just come out to say, well, it's always been in our terms and conditions, no copyright stuff. So the few streamers I follow have now had to resort to using the copyright free, no DRM music streaming services online. Like there's one on YouTube called No Copyright Music. There's is it called Pretzel Rocks? They do one. Some of them you can pay a subscription to and get better quality. Some of them, if you don't pay, you have to have a chat bot in your chat channel to advertise the fact on that. So a lot of them now are having to take off a song request and do that. So yeah, a lot of them getting taken out. So what I've had to do is, unfortunately, I've had to stop doing our video on demand, our highlights, and I've had to delete all our highlights because we've had quite a bit of, over the years, clips of music, and I do not want the channel to get banned. So me and Greg had a chat and we decided to take them all down, unfortunately.
So yeah, I understand if you're an artist and you've created something and it's out there getting a million views, like our show gets every single week. I can understand, you know, being annoyed that your stuff that you created, you're not getting even a penny for. I understand that argument. But I would say probably 95 or higher percent of the podcasts and things out there, not just gaming, but anything, you know, they're getting, you know, sub 1,000 views. You know, Jesus, our podcast on YouTube and bits and pieces, it gets 10 or 20 views in a week. It's just, it's crazy. Nobody sits and watches this. Very, very rarely that people do that. It just seems a bit heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, maybe, is there not a way for hobbyists to at least, say, you know, credit the people? You know, is there not, you know, no, to say, you know, this is buy, or are they just looking for money? They don't care unless, if you're giving them money, they're fine?
I don't know, because it's different to YouTube, because YouTube, if you don't monetize your channel, then you just get told about it, that your video's got a copyright claim against it. Like, all our YouTube videos I've left up because we get quite a few copyright claims on them. But because we're not monetized, then it doesn't matter. They don't really do anything. It says if you're not monetized.
Do they not throw adverts up or something? Then it's not what they do. If you put copyright stuff through adverts.
Yeah,
up.
But I know the majority on Twitch, when they're streaming, a lot of them are affiliates or partnered, and they are making an income from it. So, yeah. It's a good point, actually. I don't know about if we'd be affected because we don't monetize ours. Because we multi-stream, you're not allowed to be an affiliate if you multi-stream.
Veteran gamers are fucked now, aren't they?
Well, they multi-stream as well. They stream to YouTube as well. But, like, last night, I was, like, a couple of days ago, I tweeted to Fraser and Stu about they're doing this DJ set and they're playing music, although they're remixes, but it's other people's
still
music.
And
I says to him, I says, what are you going to do about this new copyright thing? And went, I don't know, we'll just play it by ear, see what happens. They said, we won't have that many viewers, we're not really worrying about it. But it's a bot what does it, it's automated, it doesn't matter how many views you've got. So, yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. It's a big thing at the moment. It's usual thing. One little thing changes, and then there's a big hoo-ha on the internet, and everything blows up. So all you have to do is just search online on YouTube for Twitch DMCA. There's hundreds of videos there. So, yeah, just if you do stream, just take a look and be careful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Right, let's talk about the duck, the ski lift, the ski strip, the Pope's hat. All of the different things that have appeared this week about this fantastic new device. earlier on in the week,
cooling tower. Oh, you mean the PS5?
Yes. Yeah. earlier on this week, there was an 85-minute event called The Future of Gaming, and Sony revealed the PlayStation 5. And most of us watched it here from the show. We sort of watched and commented on it as it was going along. And we got a look at quite a bit of the games, some of the technical stuff, and some of the info surrounding the PS5 as well, and what's coming, which is due out holiday of this year. Unfortunate year for anything to launch, but sure, that's what's happening. Okay, so there's more of a picture about what's going to happen. So we all watched it. We'll get some of this. Initial impressions of the event itself, Kim. Did it blow your socks off? Okay, suppose that's the question. Did the thing blow your socks off?
Not really, no.
Mark?
No, not really, no. I like the look of the machine. The machine looks quite nice. I do like it. There's been a lot of rumours and speculation of what this new machine's going to look like, and it looks like nothing we've seen before. And I do kind of think it looks quite sexy, but I didn't realise how tall it was. I thought it was like the size of a 360.
It's big.
It's way bigger than the Series X. I didn't realise how tall it was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it looks like a nice little thing. Yeah. Well,
so if you haven't seen the pictures and you're not watching this live, we will describe this. So it was shown upright, up and down, and you could let flat, left and right, horizontal, vertical, blah, blah. So it was shown up and down. And it's white. The one that they showed was white, like a wraparound. It's like a taco. Can imagine a white plastic taco with a black inside. That's kind of black filling. That is because there was these bits, the triangular pieces around the corner of the taco where the lettuce would be, where you're trying to push it all in. There was bits of taco sticking out, and this white taco is around it. It's a very beautifully designed thing. It has lovely LED lighting inside it around the edge of the black piece. Some nerds, there's no dimensions yet, but some nerds took the size of the USB port on the front of this thing and scaled up from the size of the USB port to give an actual, that's probably pretty close dimension. And it's probably a quarter to a third taller upright than the cooling fan box of the new Xbox.
Yeah.
It looks like a big, big thing, which is going to be an issue for people for cabinets and storage and stuff like that. As beautiful as it is, don't forget that most of these things are hidden underneath the TV and you never see the friggin' thing anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So you can lay it on its side as well, but it also needs the stand to lay it on its side just because...
Usually it's the other way around. You need the stand to put it vertical.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd. So the whole show opened up we didn't get to see it at the beginning, but we were watching it and we were kind of going like, what?
Well, they opened it with GTA 5. I thought, oh wow, we're getting some GTA 6 footage here. Nope, it's GTA 5, a fucking game from 2013, which incidentally I'm still fucking playing. Like, but how much? Like Rob in the chat's put it perfectly. Just can't believe they're still milking it.
Well, look at Skyrim, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't say for GTA credit, that's now going to span three console generations.
Yeah, exactly. And there's going to be new content for it on the new system, and there's going to be enhancements for it on the new system. So, yeah, GTA 5 is not going anywhere. It's here to stay. So, obviously, GTA 6 is a good 3 or 4 years out yet, isn't it?
Yep.
At least, if they're making loads of money, you know, what the heck. So anyway, so the machine looks quite sexy. They only showed it in white. Hashtag BCM, Black Consoles Matter. I would like to see it in black as well.
I don't like white consoles.
No, nor do
they. They show everything. And you scratch it, there it is.
I remember my first Xbox 360, obviously they were white, weren't they? And when you got it new, look at how beautiful this is. Like, a few months down the line, it's looking all grotty, and then it starts going yellowy, and it's, a few years older, look awful, don't they?
I believe it was called Arctic White, was the name of that plastic of the Xbox 360. Arctic White. So there were several different SKUs launched for it. There is a discless one it's just digital only, and there's one with a disk drive as well. The controller is not called the DualShock, it's now called
DualSense.
Yeah. We've seen it a few weeks back. Yeah, it looks like a lovely machine. I don't think it really matters because people really don't, they go onto the TV, you don't see them. You know, God, can you imagine this, like, this is this thing in the middle of the room. Look at it. It's fantastic.
I will say it looks better than the one concept that made it look like a vacuum cleaner head or something. That one was pretty. The V-shaped one. Yeah. That one was pretty out there. Yeah.
It is a very radical design. So it does look cool. Okay, so game lineup. It did start with this GTA 5. I suppose we have to talk about the things that looked really good that and I thought were a bit sneaky. For me, I mean, they showed the new Spider-Man. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Spider-Man is the, what do you call it? The lovely mix of real and animation Spider-Man, Miles Morales,
is it? Yeah. And he, so, if those who have played the Spider-Man game on PS4, he does feature in the game, and it, at the end there's a bit of a teaser for this setup. And yeah, he's in the comic books. I didn't know about him mm-hmm. until I played the game.
Yeah, so I mean, it looks great, and we all thought, wow, a brand new Spider-Man game. Turns out, 24 hours of this event, this is like DLC. Now, the article we're working through here is the Kotaku article, and they're obviously mega super fans because, you know, they're saying it's not mere DLC either. It's something bigger than that. But it's like they're saying this is Uncharted Lost Legacy.
Yeah, I was which just going to say it'd be like Blood and Wine from Witcher. It'd be that size.
Yeah, but they didn't friggin' say that.
No.
You know, I just thought that was just a bit slippery. It looks good. I have the Spider-Man game. It's still in its plastic. Well, if plastic is still downloaded on the machine, it has never been touched.
I really enjoyed it. I know what it is. It's a really good game.
I think the big thing there then was Horizon Forbidden West. The ginger is back.
Yeah, that's one of my highlights. Yeah, Aloy.
That looks absolutely fantastic. Again, for the people that love it, I didn't really get on that well with it after 8 hours or so.
I played it.
Yeah, so being Grilla game.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like more of the same. And now there was underwater stuff, which looked really kind of cool, and mm-hmm. like more robot-y dinosaurs and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know. It does look really beautiful. Looks cool. And as our buddy Rich Webster is saying, there seems to be lots of ray tracing here, lots of this fancy stuff. So, you know, Guerrilla Games mm-hmm. doing good stuff there. Mm-hmm. After that, there wasn't really anything else that wasn't either a remake or an indie game. Anybody that thinks... shoot me down if I'm wrong, or you feel that I'm wrong. But anybody that feels that indie games won't appear on the PS4, there was this whole thing about the Xbox at the launch of it, that there wasn't enough indie game support. You can't say that now, because there's tons and tons and millions of them. Mm-hmm. But I expected more big stuff here. Again, now we've got a Spider-Man DLC, Horizon Zero Dawn, the new one is Horizon Forbidden West is a new thing completely.
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank. Really, I think that was that was the third or fourth thing in the presentation. We all went, okay. Yeah. I expect it to be really beautiful and good like the last one, but it's not going to do anything weird or wonderful or new. Hitman. Okay, lots of that's third party, but I expected to have really good indie games. And then we had all the third-party stuff, like Godfall and
Resident Evil Village looks good. That looked really good. But I presume it'll be on all platforms anyway.
Yeah, and there was a couple of things that they said as well about these that they were... It wasn't exclusive. What was the word they used? It was,
Time exclusive?
Yeah, it wasn't even time. It was sneakier than that. It was like uh-huh. Coming not exclusively, but it was something. God, I wish I had wrote the word down. But it made you feel like that it was coming directly. Yeah, directly to PS5. Right. But now you find out afterwards that it's coming to Xbox as well. So some of the smaller indie game stuff that was like, anyway, some of the indie games look absolutely fabulous too. But I expected at this stage for something that's only coming out in about 4 months' time to be really, really blown away. For PlayStation fans that are already there, they're going to suck this up. They're really They're going to love Horizon. They're going to love The Last of Us Part 2. When is that out? Is that out now?
June 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week.
And it's going to get an overhaul again, and people are going to have to buy that as well, too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I expected to be really blown away, but I wasn't. Then there was this whole thing, and this came out recently about the backwards compatibility, that it'll be the top 100 most played PS4 games. Ranked by playtime. So you can almost discount the first 25 games are going to be Minecraft, Call of Duty, Madden, FIFA, and the various Call of Duties there as well. So there's probably, and maybe that's all right. Maybe that's okay. But when you consider that the PS4's catalogue is more than 4,000 titles, 100 games?
Mm.
And I know it's not a big thing, but there's lots of us go back to that backwards compatible stuff.
Yep.
So
especially if you're like me with my gigantic pile of shame that I'll never hope to finish before I die. So, I at least like to make the effort.
So, yeah. As a racing fan, Robin, what did you think of the Gran Turismo trailer?
Oh, sorry. Goodness, of course, I'm leaving out Gran Turismo. Forgive me. Gran Turismo, again... When we're live tweeting, I said, look, here comes the eye candy. Mm. And of course, the new Xbox will have a new Forza as well. And it'll be beautiful. It looked fantastic. It does look beautiful. I did expect it to. Why wouldn't it have looked beautiful? When Polyphony gets stuff together, it does get out there and it's fantastic. But it's eye candy. I mean, is it doing something really new? No. Will it be really? Yes. Will it improve racing games? Yes. But yeah. Mm. And again, sorry, it's on those live stream right now. You do see some feeds from gameplay, but a lot of it is just the eye candy shot, which you actually never actually see in the game. So, okay. One of the other things, a very good point that Brian has said. There, that Gran Turismo will time arrive just in time for PS6. A lot, not all of these are coming at launch either. So there will be a limited amount of these games available. Not all of these ones that have been talked about coming right now, and some of them even go into 2022. So even Grand Theft Auto, it'll release on the PS5, but I don't think it'll come. Before 2020, no, in this article says before 2021 wraps up, Grand Theft Auto will release in the PS5.
Yeah.
So if this thing's coming out this year, it'll be winter next year before you see Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, on Rockstar's website and on their Twitter, they've said that the new features and new updates won't be coming well at least summer 2021. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very excited for new hardware. Mm. I think the design of this thing looks pretty cool. I think it's going to look dated very, very quickly. I think it sort of almost throws back to the PS3 in design, if you look at it when it's sitting flat. There's a photograph of sitting flat there, Mark, as well. And if you imagine the big, fat PS3s originally, that sort of reminds me of that. These guys at Kotaku thinks it looks magnificent. I do, as a piece of design, it does look absolutely fabulous, but I don't think it's that important. And then the big elephant in the room is, what price will it be?
Yeah, they didn't reveal the price, which I thought was a bit naughty.
Yeah. So I suppose what Kotaku had said here is, are they going to have another $599 debacle? Only time will tell. So it's interesting that they have went first, really, here, haven't they? There's the Xbox fan system, the cooling tower. Maybe we have as much information about it as we do this now. So now it's down to price and the final push. It does seem late in the day. It's June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, in 2013, at the E3 conference, we knew launch dates and prices for both the PS4 and the Xbox One, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because PlayStation had that superb conference where they undercut Microsoft and they did all the game sharing, and because Don Matrick made a right fuck up with the Xbox One launch, and people were cheering, and it's an E3 I'll never forget, and it sold me on PS4. I bought PS4 day one, and I played PS4 more than the Xbox One initially, until the Xbox caught up. But Phil Spencer's done a superb job.
Today, right now, we know that the new Xbox, every Xbox One game you have, you'll be able to play it on this new system.
Absolutely.
Every Xbox 360 game that you have on backwards compatibility, you'll be able to play on this new system.
Yeah.
Every Xbox original game that you have right now will play on this new system. You know, 100 games. So... Mm-hmm. There you go. How important that is?
Well, there is this IGN Summer of Games Festival thing, isn't there, with Jeff Keighley? I think Microsoft are involved with that. So whether they do an announcement then.
Well, E3 would have been about now as well.
E3 would have been last week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but at E3, straight after that show, or within a few days after it, you would have been able to go on to Amazon put a pre-order for both companies right now. We should be able to pre-order these things. Put our numbers down on it. But there you go. Time will tell. It's interesting. If you're sold on the infrastructure of PlayStation, you'll still love PlayStation. That's just it.
They're both going to be great machines. There's very little between the two now on PS4 and Xbox One, apart from the X is obviously... Well, they brought the Pro, didn't they? So the X and Pro are similar. So I think there's not going to be that much parity between the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. The PS5 is going to have this... Oh, we've got a faster SSD, but the Xbox One X has got a faster GPU, so it's all swings and roundabouts. They're going to be comparable, aren't they? It's all going to be down to where your friends are, players' choice, and preferences, and marketing.
Yeah, well, you said that the last time you bought the PlayStation because that's where your friend...
Well, yeah, a lot of them did go straight to PlayStation. Nicole, Shiny, there was... a lot of the old G4TE guys went from 360 to PS4, and there was a lot of people I played with from the G4TE days on the PS4. Initially, like the Battlefield 4 releases and everything, and Destiny 1, they were all on PS4. And then I noticed it slowly started to dwindle off. And then Xbox kept updating the dashboard and doing improvements. And then as soon as the game sharing thing came into play, and Greg says, "Hey, do you want a game share?" That were it. It was all down to a cost saving for me. And I think Robin's frozen because he's sat there like this.
I know.
I thought this is strange. Robin's listening to me really intentively,
right?
Rather than butting in. I sent my message. Power failure. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see which way it sways this time, because obviously the PS4 had such a huge head start in numbers for sales, and like at launch. I think it did superbly well, the PS4, and the Xbox has never caught up since. But, yep, I think we're both going to start off on even keels this time, similar launch times. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I know where I'm putting my money down. So.
I think I'm not as flush as what I was back then. My job's changed quite a lot. I'm not on nights anymore, so I've lost a lot of that extra income for unsocial hours. So I've got to be a bit more prudent with my money this time. So last time I got them both at launch. So this time I probably don't even think I'll be getting the Xbox at launch, but I might be getting it sort of like around Christmas time, I hope. So I'll probably get the
That's
Xbox.
That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
The Xbox Series X definitely first. And then when I can afford to, probably get the PS5, because there will be titles I want to play, especially like Horizon Zero Dawn. Because I loved the first game. I thought it was fantastic. Luckily, The Last of Us 2 is going to be on PS4, so I'm not going to miss out on that, because that was my game of the generation for PS3 era. Absolutely loved Last of Us. And Greg, please get over the knife blocks.
Poor Greg.
Yeah, poor Greg. So, what's next on the agenda? Have we finished talking about PS5?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if he had any more to put in or not.
Oh, we could always come back to it. Do you want to do the new releases, Kim?
Sure.
The new releases. This is a big list.
Yeah, it is this time.
Wow,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, your new releases for June 14th through the 21st are, we have Griftlands for the PC on the 15th. We have Darius Cosmic Collection Arcade for the PlayStation 4 and Switch on the 16th. Darius Cosmic Collections Console for the PlayStation 4 and the Switch, also on the 16th. Desperados 3, which is one I'm kind of looking forward to. I didn't realize it was coming to console, so yay!
What is that?
It's a Western-themed game. So I'm kind of wanting to scratch that Red Dead Redemption itch, so we'll see what it's about. But anyway, Desperados 3 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 16th. Disintegration for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 16th. The Elder Scrolls Online, Greymoor for Stadia on the 16th. Let me scroll down here a little more. Haxity for the PC on the 17th. Pokemon Sword and Shield, the Isle of Armor for the Switch on the 17th. Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, for the PC, June 18th. Waking for the Xbox One and PC, also on June 18th. Burnout Paradise Remastered for the Switch.
Wow, is that
still around? Yep. On the Switch this time for June 19th, we have The Academy, The First Riddle for the PC, Mac, iOS, and Android on the 19th. The Coma 2, Vicious Sisters, interesting, for the PlayStation 4 and Switch on the 19th. The Last of Us 2, or The Last of Us Part 2 for the PlayStation 4 on the 19th. Mm-hmm. And this one I found out today is Torchlight 3 is out now on Steam Early Access. So if you're if you like Torchlight, there you go. The next one is out in early access.
I wonder when that'll come to console then.
I don't know, but I hope so. I mean, I haven't finished Torchlight 2 yet.
Will your PC, will your laptop run that, you think?
Yeah, it
should. Torchlight 3, alright, that's alright then, isn't it? Yeah, it's not a very demanding game, is it?
Not really, because my old PC would run Torchlight 2, so I'm hoping, you know. Yeah. This has got a little better stuff in it, so I'm hoping. But those are your new releases for this week. Excellent. So happy gaming. Yeah! There's some good stuff in that list.
Yeah, playdates, we don't really have any set playdates at the moment with all what's going on. But if you do see us online, feel free to jump in or send a message seeing if we're available. We're happy to play with anyone in the community, especially on games like Golf with Friends and what else do we've been playing recently?
Minecraft Dungeons.
Minecraft Dungeons, yeah, that's four-player multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if you're interested in GTA RP, just let me know. we've also got our victories achieved. Seeing as Robin's not here, I'll just run through victories achieved. So, victory achieved is our quarterly competition where you can win real money. You can win 15 English pounds or 20 American dollars, or if you're in Canada. I think it's something like $30,000, is it? Current exchange rate? No, I think it's $20 there as well. And we've had winners in the past. We've had RCGC Sarah won it in March last year. Dave O'Mac won in June last year. Scott Stubbies won it. Gunslinger's won it. And Taffman won it most recently. All you need to do to win this money is when you complete a game, when the titles are rolling, you just take a selfie of your face, preferably, with the titles in the background, and then tweet that to the podcast Twitter feed, at @OC_podcast, with the hashtag #VictoryAchieved, and you'll be entered into the draw. And Robin will do a nice retweet for you, and he will add some chickens and other little pictures which he likes to play about with. And the weekly entries for this past week, up to the 14th of June, we've got Scott Stubby, who's finished BioShock Infinite Remastered. I'm glad my camera's not on. James B. 1983 finished your favourite game, Kim, Red Dead Redemption 2. Is that the James who does the Veteran Gamers quiz?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay.
It is.
Yeah. I love his quizzes. There he is. The Legit Chinny, our ginger colleague, he's finished Fractured Minds. Hardly Dan finished Command & Conquer, which is an old game. I think it's a remastered version. Bongo Vasane finished Minecraft Dungeons, and as well, he finished Fractured Minds. And John Mouse finished Half-Life 2 Lost Cost Bloody Short. What does that mean?
don't know.
Right, let's finish Half-Life 2 anyway.
I think it's a Robinism, so...
Yeah, yeah. Robin likes to add things on our show notes and likes to confuse us, and we read stuff out like Ron Burgundy. So all you guys who's finished games this past week, you get this special clip.
You all have a victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! You have one! Victory's achieved!
Right, so cameras are still offline due to Robin dropping, so they're all to cock, so apologies for no visuals of us, but it's probably for the best, really, considering my ugly mug, and my bald head and my big shiny wiki headphones, what people are taking the piss out. I like them, they're really comfy. They're good quality.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. So, closing notes. Let's do the wrap-ups. So, you can... email us at podcast@ocpod.com. But we've got... I'm looking around.
He says questioningly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it says there, yeah. Email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us at @oc_podcast. Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. If you want to leave us a review, that would be fantastic. Any more sort of like reviews we get, it makes us more highlighted, so we'll get more attention and more people can find us that way. And we've got a special sound clip from our lovely Nicole.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Right, so like Robin hasn't reconnected yet, he's got internet problems, his router's waiting to connect, so we might as well do our shout-outs, Kim. And if he manages to get back in time, then all well and good, but if not, he can bugger off.
There you go, that's it. All right, I'm going to shout out our shatters real quick. We've had quite a few today, it's been busy in there, indeed. We've had Geeks and Nerds, Fraser Moo, Hardly Dan, Scott Stubby, Lord, another TT viewer, that's not... one name, that's two names there, just to be clear. Aiton, Commander Root, Feet, I kid you not. Hot Local Mom, also I kid you not. Lurks, Martin, Rain God Zippo, Vanilla Unity, alrighty. Very Naughty Wife, also not one I'm making up, and Rob VTTS, otherwise known as Snoogans. So there you are, those are our shatters for today. Thanks for being in the chat, people. I really appreciate it, otherwise I'm talking to myself. So, which is not really strange, but... we won't go into that subject right now. So, otherwise, shout out to you. And shout out to Robin if he ever shows back up. But if not, it's been fun. Because I know we were a little worried about whether or not enough people were going to show up. And hey, we three showed up. So there you go. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. Everybody have a good week. If you're not having a good week and you need to chat, and you need somebody to talk to, you can find me on Twitter or on Facebook or, you know, pretty well anywhere. And how about you there, Mark?
Yeah, I want to shout out Robin's disconnection, because that was very well timed.
Oh, and his rubber chicken.
Oh, his rubber chicken. Yeah, his exploding rubber chicken. What to be a fly on the wall on that video call. That would have been hilarious.
All right.
Yeah, shout out to everyone in the chat. Shout out to Greg, who's gone to see his folks for their 80th. He's not really pregnant.
we hope.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone on the Little Los Santos GTA RP server, because I love it there. It's my new home. I think that's about it. So I'll just run through what Robin was going to shout out. I don't know what they mean, though, some of them. He was going to shout out Conservative Twins. That's got to be some political stuff. Trading 212, that must be his place where he does all his stocks and shares. Naked Wines, which he talked about. And an £80 voucher. So he's shouting out an £80 voucher. So I don't know if he's giving that away or if he's received one or if he's got it from Naked Wines. But yeah, those are Robin shout outs. So yeah, you can find me on all the gaming platforms as at Mechanics. Kim is at GamerGirl27. Robin is Bongo the Sane. And on behalf of all of us, I'd like to wish you all a good evening and we'll see you same time next week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.